In southeast Wisconsin, there's an all-out effort to get low-income people insured. Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley describes it as all hands on deck to get across a message he says will be persistent and constant.
This will be a success insofar as we get people informed and enrolled as effectively and as quickly as possible, and we're going to work hard to do it.
Certified application counselors will be at the City of Milwaukee's Health Department and out in the community. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is concerned those without health coverage will go to emergency rooms for routine care.
Thousands of people are going to be losing their Medicaid. We know that. And that's going to happen. That's a decision that's been made by the state.
92,000 Wisconsin residents just over the federal poverty level will no longer be eligible for Medicaid. There's concern many won't be able to afford private insurance on the marketplace, even with federal subsidies. In Dane County, United Way and UW Health are using $2 million to pay the premiums of those who can't. UW Health President Donna Caton-Bahensky says more than 7,000 people losing Badger care could be eligible for help.
Our hope that is as more people are able to access care, that they will begin to utilize the array of options available to them so that they aren't coming when they are at their most sick.
Financial support will be offered to some Dane County residents for 1 year under a program called Health Connect. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.